You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
6'7". Okay. Ooh. I'm so cool.
It's Mike Shope.
That's already over.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Well, then I'm going to really pick up on it.
And the Bulldog.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Why was 5 afraid of 6?
Because 6, 8, 7.
Because 7, 8,
or
9.
7, 8, 9.
God, it was
I trapped
right
you.
It didn't even make
he
sense.
He trapped me.
Eight puns. Riddles.
Jokes and fun.
Numbers.
And laughing and smiling.
The show, everything.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Our friend from Buffalo Spree, who came in today to interview us, eventually got around to asking, so what else do you guys do when you're not here? And Bulldog went first on that one and talked about golf and music.
Mostly music. I forgot about golf. I was so wrapped up in talking about music that I got, and golf. I golf a lot now.
And I was feeling the pressure.
Come up with something.
What am I going to say to this question? What do I do? Like Sudoku. I do all the New York Times puzzles every day. You know, like I'm 70. I was thinking, like, that's what I'm going to say.
Well, you're an old soul.
I think I did, ended up saying something like, I'm looking for something else.
Yes, you did.
Clearly, I feel inferior in this area. Well, so what do you do when you're not? I mean, I work for these long hours. What do you do when you're not working? Good question. That's a heck of a question. What did I do? I watched Bet Sweats. Checked lineups.
A lot of your recreational time, I feel like, is at least work adjacent.
Well, that's my excuse.
Right. It's, I mean, it's football,
right now.
Fantasy football.
Podcasts.
You're accumulating intel.
Today I got my haircut.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
With
I
us
mean, as a hobby.
No, that does not. You
not
can't count that as
it's
a,
not
hobby.
A hobby.
No, you could cut hair as a hobby, but not get your hair cut
sure.
as a hobby.
Yeah.
With us now on the West Her Hotline, we are pleased to announce is Rich Podolsky, the author of a great new book on two of the legends of the game, John Madden and Pat Summerall. It's called Madden and Summerall: How They Revolutionized NFL Broadcasting. Rich, we're Mike and Chris. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Hey, good afternoon. It's great to be with you.
Welcome to Buffalo. So I enjoyed your book very much. I'm curious if you would, if you wouldn't mind, to go into a little bit like your personal experience with Madden. I don't recall if you had any with Summerall, but I enjoyed the, you know, the little, I don't want to call them departures, but the moments in the book where you're talking about Dick Ebersol and Susan St. James. I mean, I'm 54, so these are names I know. How did you end up meeting him and getting to know him?
I In the early 70s, I was covering the Miami Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. And right before an AFC championship game, I took a chance and called the Raiders and tried to get an interview with John Madden. And to my surprise, he called me 2 days before the game as they were about to get on a plane. And we spoke for about 20 minutes. And he was delightful and funny and irreverent. And you never know, this guy was going to play coach in the game before the Super Bowl. So that was the beginning of our relationship. A couple of years later, I was had my foot in the door for TV. I was working for a show called The Superstars in out of New York.
We remember The Superstars.
Talk slower. Yes.
And at the end of the season, they had a show called The Super Teams, where they invited 10 players from each of the two World Series teams and each of the two Super Bowl teams to fly on a private jet to Hawaii for a week. And I was on that plane that left New York with the Yankees and Lou Piniella and Thurman Munson and Doc Ellis and those guys. We stopped in Cincinnati, picked up Johnny Bench and his crew, then Minnesota for the Fearsome Foursome from there. And the last stop was Oakland. John Madden was on that plane. He was still flying then. And he was the only coach who came along. One of the players was the mad stork, Hendrickson. And Madden and I were talking next to each other on the first row of the plane, since he remembered our interview from a year or two earlier. And we were chatting there, and all the players were getting to know each other in the back of the plane. And Hendrickson comes up to the front, and he says, "You know, Rich," and Madden sort of looks at him like he's crazy, and he sort of was. He says, "You know, Rich, if this plane ever went down, it would take your mother a week before she found out you were on it."
Wow.
And that's how Madden and I started the week. We wound up spending every night on the porch of his hotel, talking football. He couldn't get enough of what I knew about Don Shula. And that was the beginning of a relationship, spending a whole week with him. And I introduced him to some of the executives from IMG, International Management Group, which were the producers of the show The Superstars, which was created by Dick Button, the great ice skater.
Didn't know that.
And we got to be pretty friendly during that week. And a year or so later, and I was at CBS Sports as a writer for the NFL Today and CBS Sports Spectacular and doing some publicity work during the week. And he came in as a reluctant analyst in 1979, not sure that he wanted to be an analyst. But he got talked into it by IMG's great super agent, Barry Frank, because when he Frank told him, they're going to give you four or five games at a pretty good rate. And he said, "I don't know, maybe in a few years." And Barry Frank said, "You know, in a few years, they might not want you." Right. Now, if you recall, John Madden quit after 10 years of coaching. He had the bleeding ulcers, and it was that or having to sit at home.
Yeah.
So he couldn't take that any longer. And when he came to CBS, I was about the only guy he knew besides Jimmy the Greek. And he didn't know how to be an analyst, and they didn't help him much. They assigned him to four games. They gave him a different partner for each game, a different producer, and a different director. Now, there's no way he could get into any kind of rhythm. It was just by weird luck that on the fourth game, which was the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend in 1979, that he had Pat Summerall as a partner, because Summerall's partner, Tom Brookshire, took the day off. His daughter was at a coming out event in Philadelphia. And so he got to work with Summerall, and they got to know each other a little bit then. I watched that game on YouTube, and, you know, John was not the John we got to know. He was a little bit conservative. He was not using the sound effects and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Sumroff contended that he had a lot of promise, he thought. And, you know, he started off that game in a cold sweat. They were standing on a ledge on top of the Tampa Stadium. And nobody knew that John was claustrophobic and crazy afraid of heights like that. And after a while, Sumroff thought, this guy's never going to make it in TV. And then during a commercial, Madden explained to him the thing about the claustrophobia and the heights,
mm-hmm.
and Sumroff protected him the rest of the game.
Rich,
and it wasn't another 2 years until they were paired together for real.
Very good. Bulldog, you might even know this story from when we knew Larry Felser. I'm guessing, Rich, that you know that name. And Larry told a story about after Super Bowl VIII in Houston, Madden, the Raiders were not in the game, but he was there. And Larry was just like outside his hotel getting a cab. And Madden was standing out there. And Larry's like, you want to get a beer? He's like, sure. So, I mean, different times, Super Bowl VIII, where you just go to the bar or whatever you did then. And there's also a line in the book that you reference, Rich, where Madden's doing a game and there's a flyover, and he says something like, that's the closest I've been to an airplane in 18 years. So it's pretty good. With Rich Podolsky, Madden and Sumroff, how they revolutionized NFL broadcasting. Well, you started to get into it. I don't know if you have something here, Bulldog, but
I'm too busy distracted remembering how invested I was in Gilbert Perreault running a 50-yard dash when
the
I
superstars.
Was 10 years old on the Superstars.
Baby. We love the Superstars.
So, let's just keep moving on Sumroff and Madden.
It might take us the rest of the day to explain the Superstars yes. to our younger audience, but so you started to mention there, Rich, how Madden really didn't become Madden, if you will, for a few years. What led to that?
Well, first of all, he didn't know how to be an analyst. You know, he had watched tapes of other games. He hated the guys who were doing the games on the air, especially Howard Cosell. He called the broadcasters a bunch of hairdos, you know, and he thought they didn't do the research. They didn't do enough homework. They didn't know the rules. And he didn't have much respect for the broadcasting community. He knew he wanted to be around football, and he wasn't sure this was the way to do it. And when that first year started out so miserably, he almost got fired at the end of that first year because he wasn't the Madden people got to know at the bar, you know, the storytelling Madden. So it took him a while to figure it out, and he had to pretty much figure it out on his own. And there was a luncheon right before the Super Bowl in L.A. in January of 1980, where CBS had a lunch for the television community. They invited agents and advertisers and executives from the NFL and a whole bunch of big shots, 500 people in the ballroom of the Beverly Hills, not the Beverly Hills, the Wilshire Hotel, and they had a dais with Brent Musburger at one end, Pete Rozelle at the other end, and three Super Bowl winning coaches in between who worked for CBS. And that was George Allen, Hank Stram, and John Madden. And somewhere along the way, somebody from the audience asked the question, would any of the three of you ever consider going back to coaching? And George Allen hems and haws and really doesn't answer the question. Hank Stram, who was number two, then working with Vince Scully, protested how happy he was in the job. And then it was Madden's turn. And Madden, he doesn't just sit there and give a hem and haw answer. He gets up, walks behind everybody on the dais, all the way down to the other end where Rozelle is. He puts his hand on Rozelle's shoulder, and he squeezes, and he says to this audience of 500, you know, people ask me all the time what I think about NFL officiating. And then he gives this smirk, and Rozelle starts to laugh, and the whole place breaks up. And from there, Madden goes into a 5-minute stand-up routine on what it's like when it's fourth and inches, and the ref comes running in from the side and marks the ball. And instead of giving it a right foot for a first down, he gives it a left foot, and you miss by inches, and he wants to kill the guy. And the place was in stitches. And after the luncheon was over, the CBS executives got together and said, we can't get rid of this guy. We got to figure out a way to get him like that in the broadcast booth. So they gave him another year. They paired him with Gary Bender, who was a really solid play-by-play guy. They gave him a top producer and director in Sandy Grossman and Bob Stenner. And he slowly started to find his way. And he still wasn't the guy that we all fell in love with in the mid-'80s, but he was getting there. And finally, in 1981, when he was paired with Summerall, that happened. And that it was very unusual the way that he got paired with Summerall, if you have time for me to tell that story.
Okay.
Oh, of course we do. Yeah.
The executive producer for NFL, a guy named Terry O'Neill, who's only 31 years old, was brought in from ABC to put CBS in the 20th century in NFL broadcasting. He wanted Summerall all the way to be Madden's partner. Now, the new boss at CBS, the new head was Van Gordon Sauter, who didn't know a lot about sports, admittedly, but he certainly knew television and he knew talent. And he thought Madden was the guy, not from watching any of the games, because none of the games went back to New York. He liked Madden from watching the Miller Lite commercials
right.
that he had started doing that year. And O'Neill said, you know, I could see that he could actually be a good an analyst for us. Who do you want to put with him? And he said, Vin Scully. Vin Scully is an elegant broadcaster. And O'Neill immediately knew that as great as Scully was doing baseball for the Dodgers, he wasn't going to work with Madden. Because Madden liked to tell stories, and Scully liked to work alone and tell stories. And O'Neill said the viewer will be wrung out by halftime. They'll be so exhausted. So they came to a compromise, and Scully worked with Madden the first 4 weeks of 1981. Summerall worked with Madden the first 4 weeks of October following that. And they were all going to decide, all the executives, in a luncheon on October 26th, the Monday following the eighth week. Now, this was important because CBS had the Super Bowl that year, and there was still half the season left. So at the luncheon, everybody voted for Summerall except the boss, Sauter. Now, Sauter had split up Summerall and Brookshire because of their shenanigans.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the road, and they're drinking, and the stories got back, and it wasn't very pretty. He was not in favor of having Summerall being on the A game at all, but he got talked out of it. Summerall really behaved. He was perfect with Madden because he was a minimalist, and he gave Madden all the room he needed to be a storyteller. Madden could capture the nuances of the players. He could capture their mannerisms. He knew the nicknames and the things about them that nobody else knew. And one of the reasons was he used to arrive at the practices days before anybody else. And we could get into that, too, unless there's something else you want to talk about.
Well, we have only about 4 minutes left, Rich, and we got to talk about Summerall for a minute. Bulldog and I saw him in Detroit. That would have been about 20 years ago. Didn't ever know him. But I don't know if Bulldog, you've really asked anything yet. Is there something about him maybe that we could what?
Look, I didn't have the private time with Pat Summerall that I had with John Madden, but I was around him for 5 years in groups. He was one of the funniest guys you would ever know, and you wouldn't know it from being on the air except his little quips on the air with John, getting him in and getting John out. Summerall was a renaissance guy for a broadcaster. He started when CBS had two sets of broadcasters for each game, one for the home team and one for the away team. He was working with Chris Schenkel in the beginning. And before that, he got into it by accident. He was a morning DJ type of guy, doing news and weather and interviews. That's how he got into radio. And Summerall was the first to go from the booth to from being an analyst to being a play-by-play guy. That happened 12 years after his first game in 1974, when Bob Wessler, the head of CBS, then said to Summerall, "I love you, but you sound too much like your broadcasting partner, and I got to separate you guys." And Summerall at that point said, "Well, can I try play-by-play?" And he said, "Who do you have in mind to work with?" And he said, "Brookshire." And that's happened for 6.5 years, and they became number one and loved. But Sauter split them up, and Summerall gave a lot of himself up. He could have done a lot more in those broadcasts, but he gave Madden the room to be Madden, and Madden felt comfortable and really became the personality that we all knew outside of the broadcast booth.
Well, the book is really interesting and goes well beyond just their onset as a team all the way through their careers at Fox and then Madden going to Monday nights and Sunday nights and then eventually their deaths. One more question I have, Rich, before you go is, I think maybe a couple of minutes on this would be interesting too. It's in the book how for as much as they clearly admired each other, maybe they never went to dinner together once. That's interesting.
Yeah, Summerall and Brookshire were together every second from Thursday to Tuesday. And they started drinking immediately, and they were pals. Summerall and Madden had respect for each other, and I really do believe in the end of that 21 years, they really did have love for each other. But they were two completely different guys socially. Out of the booth, Summerall liked to go to dinner with the executives from the other teams, the league officials, and people like that. He liked to have his steak dinner and his martini. And Madden preferred to hang out with the young broadcast associate guys that Terry O'Neill hired right out of college. And one quick example, they go to Washington, D.C. for a weekend game. And when they get to the hotel, there's a note for John Madden from Ethel Kennedy, the widow of RFK. And the note says, "John, we're big fans of yours. Can we have lunch or dinner this weekend while you're here in Washington?" And one of the little broadcast associates looks up at John and says, "Wow, John, are you going to have dinner with Ethel Kennedy?" And Madden looks down at him and says, "Nah, I'm going to have dinner with you guys, Mexican food." And when John had the bus, his great buddy, John Robinson, the great coach, used to complain that Madden would never stop at any place for dinner that had a tablecloth.
That's good. On that note, Rich, thanks for your time. What's the best way for you, for anybody listening, to buy your book? Is there one way that's better than others?
Today, it's Barnes & Noble because Amazon has run out of books and they won't get a new supply until next week.
Okay.
So if you want it really fast, I think Barnes & Noble will get it to you faster. Otherwise, put in your order with Amazon. You'll probably get it before Christmas anyhow.
Thanks
so much, guys.
Yes, I bought the audiobook, which I enjoyed very much, that aspect of it as well. Thanks, Rich.
I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, me too. It was good. I don't know who it is, but
professor from NYU.
Okay, very good. Nice knowing you, Rich. Maybe we'll talk again. I hope so.
I appreciate the time. Take care, guys.
You're welcome. Rich Podolsky. The book is called Madden and Summerall, How They Revolutionized NFL Broadcasting. And Rich says Barnes & Noble is the best way for you to get it. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after sports. This is WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.